And at one point, Jonas Goldberg made a pretty good point. And what Tony did was he stopped. And while he was listening, he went like this. So he's like, and he just shifted into computer. He's like this. And just shifting his body posture made Jonas Goldberg, he started to stammer. He lost all composition. I'm serious. He was like, so he's like talking with him, and he's like, and he makes a good, pretty good point. And so Tony goes, huh. And Jonas goes, and he started stammering, getting caught all over his words and everything. So just the physiological, just the move, and he shifted into computer. And of course, Tony knows what he's doing because he's using NLP. So he shifted his body posture. And what it was a position of strength saying, hey, I'm fully considering what you're saying, and then I'm gonna respond. And it was real, real evident the effect of that on the people that he was negotiating with. Just a shift in the physiology. So this position can be really good, especially like if you're getting from your audience members, like let's say you get anybody that's challenging or anything like that, challenging something that you're saying, you could shift into computer. Because that's going to physiologically what that communicates is, hey, I'm fully considering and I'm intelligent and everything that the thinker position would communicate. I've actually used that myself. When I've been negotiating with people and when I found that I was at an impasse or at a challenge or they thought that they were making a good point, what I would do is I'd shift into computer like that, and that would throw them off or throw them off balance at that point. You could also, other times it is good to use the computer is if you're just talking. Huh? And then you want to take a different position where that shows that you're thinking. It's a rather nice posture to take that breaks up the monotony of this. It's like, huh. And it communicates something very specific. Yeah. So that's the computer position. Next posture is the distractor. So distractor is very asymmetrical, right? If you tell a bad joke, which I often do, I know something about this. So if you tell a bad joke, you can often, if you don't have the punchline or you blow the punchline, if you throw in the distractor, what that'll do is oftentimes add the punchline for you. And if you notice, even both Connie and Deanna, when they were doing their distractor, when they were doing the humor, they were archetypically taking on the posture of distractor. Now, you know who does his best is Robin Williams. Robin Williams is great at distractor. He's all over the place. You know? So that's playing the distractor role. Steve Martin did that too. And what you can use distractor for is, like in the family interactions, Virginia Satir, would see, like the wife, using distractor to soften the man's blamer. Like they'd go out, I've got friends where I've seen this happen. Like the man's going into blamer position, the wife's like, oh, well, he doesn't really mean it, you know. So that's actually quite a common one, but you can also use that from stage. Like if, like maybe you went too much into blamer. Like maybe from stage you said, and what I want you to do is blah 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 blah, and you feel like you've used to blamer too much, or so I want you to go out and I want you to be massively successful, and whatever you do, don't blame it on me, and if you do, you know, so what? Yeah. So if you find that you use blamer too much, you can kind of break state by using distractor at some point, and distractor is just asymmetrical. It's kind of like that. So any kind of asymmetry is going to create that distractor. So if you were doing corporate presentations or you were presenting to a sales team or something like that, especially for women, I know I'm hammering this home about women, but oftentimes men have preconceived notions about women in the business world and so on and so forth. So women, you want to stand and you want to use your leveler. And if you're going to use distractor, use it with volition and use it where you want to use it. And then other times use leveler, use computer is going to give you more strength in their eyes. It's going to communicate the message of, hey, I'm in charge here. I'm in charge, you know. And what's that? Bucko. Bucko. I'm in charge, Bucko. Don't forget about it, you know. So here's what we're about to do. We've got, of the archetypical postures. What's that? They're not, because this is really trainer's training material. But I wanted to give you a little glimpse of what we're doing. So this typically I wouldn't be teaching right now, but I thought I'd throw it in there because I thought it would be valuable for you at this point. So we've got leveler. So if you want to take notes, though, that would be appropriate. Number one, leveler. Okay, that's with the hands down like that. Number two is blamer. If you want a book where you can read about this in therapeutic, from a therapeutic perspective, you could get Conjoint Family Therapy. That's by Virginia Satir. That's a good place to look. Conjoint Family Therapy, yeah. Leveler, blamer, we've got distractor, computer, 1, 2, 3, 4, and placator. Satir is spelled S-A-T-I-R. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a format presentation, and this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Here's the exercise we're about to do. I'm going to ask each of you first to go into expanded awareness. So we're going to anchor in expanded awareness because we're about to do a presentation, and you would miss this, Doug, but when we're in a presentation, we want to go into expanded awareness. So first thing, we're going to find a spot on the back wall, go into expanded awareness, and bring our vision and our gaze down to our audience and remain in expanded awareness so we can be connected with everybody in the room. And in this position, that's the first step. We go into expanded awareness. Then we're going to tell our format system presentation. So the presentation that we came up with last night, or the one you did either this morning or last night, you're going to tell again. Okay? And you're going to do it in the why, what, how, what, if. But somebody from the audience, me, is going to call out which position I want you to do it in. And you're going to do it in the appropriate position. So for example, Greg, I'm going to have you call out different postures for me as I start this, okay? And remember, what was my format presentation on? I did my format presentation on how to do a chokehold. I'm going to do the chokehold. Okay, so what I'll do is my first step of this exercise is I'm going to look at the spot on the back wall. I'm going to go into expanded awareness. I'm going to bring my vision down, and I'm going to connect with the audience once I'm ready and I'm connected. Then I'm going to go into my format presentation. So here I go, and Greg will throw out the postures that I'm going to use, and I'll continue using that posture until he tells me the next one. Okay, so I'd like to tell you a little bit about how to do a chokehold. How would you like a way that if you were in a situation like you're in a dark alley or something, you could feel totally congruent and totally safe in any type of situation like that? Would that be valuable to you? Okay, because I got to tell you, you got to use this. It's really, really powerful. The technique is, I found the technique came from Japan. So originally it was in Japan, and everybody there all the samurai were able to do the chokeholds, and it would, blamer, and it would incapacitate somebody. It would take them out, like cut off their oxygen supply. Now the Brazilians saw this, and they thought it was fantastic. So what they did was they went out there and they began to use the chokehold. They began to model how they did it, and they found that you could put the chokehold on somebody and take them out just like that. So what is the chokehold? The chokehold is just a technique that you can use. You're just going to kind of wrap your arms around the person's neck. You know what I mean, right? You wrap their arms around the neck and kind of choke them out like that, you know? Cut off their oxygen supply and they just go, "Help me, help me." So, it's actually quite a fun technique. You know what I mean? So here's how you do it. The first step when you do this technique is to take your arm and you're going to wrap it around that person's neck.